Hello, my name is Chris Wendt. I'm the Group Program Manager for Machine Translation at Microsoft. I'm going to talk to you today about the Microsoft Translator API, which is an Azure service that you can subscribe and use in your applications. What is Microsoft Translator? It's a cloud-based API. It offers the newest technology in machine translation, the neural machine translation technology. It covers more than 60 languages. You can translate any of these 60 languages to any other of these more than 60 languages. It offers extensible customization. You can customize the system to the terminology and style that your enterprise or your application scenario requires. It's offered as an Azure service, and it is a pay-per-use model. You pay per character. The base price is $10 per million characters, and it's hugely discounted for higher consumption volumes. It's the same service that also powers the translation functions in most Microsoft products that offer translations like in Office, in Bing, in Skype, in Word, in Yammer, in SharePoint, and so on. This is a quick set of the customers that are using Microsoft Translator. Huge variety of customers, from language service providers to gaming companies to e-commerce providers. A quick word on neural machine translation. Neural machine translation is based on, or is trained on, large amounts of parallel data. Microsoft has operates a search engine, which provides the majority of that parallel data that the system is trained on, but Microsoft also licenses training material from providers and data sharing consortia. Parallel data means same document in two languages. So Microsoft builds a generic translation system from a large amount of training material, and you can customize on top of that with your own training material. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you know something about language, you know that the semantics of a word are dependent on the context in which the word appears. So training material that shows the use of words in their context is the best training material. I call that prose. It's not dictionaries, not poetry, but prose as you would talk or as you would write, which shows the use of words in their context. That's the best training material that's available to you. How does automatic translation compare to human translation? Of course, human translation at this point is still better in most cases. Microsoft has announced that it has reached parity with human translation in a very specific domain and language pair, that is Chinese to English, in the judgment of judges who compare the automatic translation and the human translation and give it some average rating. So in general, human translation is ahead of machine translation on average. But the machine has several distinct advantages. It scales easily. You can translate a small amount, a gigantic amount, in a very short amount of time, in seconds or minutes. And so it's about 20,000 times cheaper than human translation. So there are three quite significant advantages. Why would you use automatic translation in your service or application or in your workflow management system? You can augment the human translation process by offering a first-pass translation that is available to the human translator. But you can also offer the raw output of the automatic translation to your audience. where human translation is simply not feasible or not practical because the content is changing too often. It's just not affordable to translate these amounts of material, or the time you just don't have enough time to get it translated before the translation needs to be consumed. So where would you use automatic translation? In external communication to extend your reach, to reach audiences that are otherwise not available for a decent ROI. It is helpful when you want to encourage your community to talk to each other. For instance, in gaming, you could have a player-to-player communication system, or when you operate a forum, have your users talk to each other and solve each other's problems. Internally, you may have employees working for the same company or working on a single project that want to collaborate with each other but don't share the same language. Inbound-only intelligence, where you want to analyze feedback, say your Twitter feed or otherwise published documents like business reports, and you want to do some kind of analysis or filtering on that material. Let's walk through the API features for a moment. You find the translated text documentation on docs.microsoft.com site. There are only seven resources that are available to you. We walk through them quickly here. The Translator Text API is a simple request-response protocol in using JSON format. Here's the simplest form of a translation request. You see there is the source language specified. It's not required. You can leave out the source language, just not specify. Then the system will automatically detect what the source language is, and you provide the target language, in this case here Chinese, in simplified script. You provide your key that you obtained when you subscribe to the service on the Azure portal, and you provide in JSON, you provide the text that you want to translate, and you get a JSON formatted response back. You can translate into multiple languages in one go. That's a new feature of the version 3 of the Translator API shipped earlier this year. There was a frequent request, but particularly for mobile applications, when you want to show multiple languages at once, you want to do that in a single request response round trip. So you can do that very easily. Here's an example where you can see that. You simply have multiple two language parameters and you get all these languages in this in a single answer, in a single round trip. You can segment your data that you want to translate into array elements, and you get them back as array elements. A maximum of 100 elements that you can translate in one go. There's a detect function. If you just want to know the language of the text that you want to process, you can do that. As I said, it's not necessary if you just want to translate, because you can detect and translate in a single request. If you do not want to translate, but you want to transliterate from one script to another script, you can do that as well. That is helpful for languages that are not based on the Latin alphabet. You can just pass in the text, and then you get a text that is readable by non-native speakers of that language. Helpful for Chinese or Arabic or Japanese or Hindi. There's a dictionary function. That's the same functionality that you see on the bing.com/translator site. and it gives you additional information about a word. Usually it's for words, individual words, or very simple phrases, and it gives you alternative meanings and alternative translations, and you can get example translations out of that. So same output that you see on bing.com/translator, you can build it into your own applications if you want to. Another two resources that I want to mention, the languages resource allows you to find out what all the languages that are covered by Microsoft Translator API, and gives you additional meta information about these languages and the actions that you can do with them. And there's a break sentence function that allows you to find sentence breaks within a larger stream of text. That is helpful if you want to find breakpoints in that text, because it's important to segment text for the individual requests that you send to the translation service. There's a maximum of 5,000 characters, so you need to find breakpoints without breaking inside the sentence, but breaking only at sentence break. So the break sentence function is there for that particular purpose. There are a couple limitations that are worth mentioning. The request size is limited to 5,000 characters. You can have 100 array elements. You have an unlimited number of outstanding requests, so you don't have to wait for a request to finish before you send the next one. The number of characters that you can translate per hour is based on the subscription tier in your API subscription. It may happen that you want to offer offline translation in disconnected scenarios. We offer that on Android phones. You know, there's a translator app for Android, iOS, Windows, and the web. And the Android version offers you the option to use a locally exposed API that transparently calls the online service when the device is connected and executes the translation offline if the device is disconnected. That may be applicable in some cases that you want to offer. It's all documented with sample code on GitHub. If you visit the Microsoft Translator section on GitHub, you find that under the local feature. Here's a view of it, what it looks like, with examples and the documentation of the functions that are offered. So again, if you are connected, you can the system will transparently use the online service, offers you a superior translation over the purely local version. You can use a customized system if you have it, when you are disconnected, the execution of the translation happens purely local. And that requires that the user has downloaded the appropriate language packs on their system. All right, for our users, it's very important. A very important topic is the privacy and compliance of the translation service. Wanting to have the guarantee that the translations don't leak to unauthorized parties and that Microsoft doesn't do anything that is not in the sense of the user with that data. So the system uses encrypted communication. In fact, that's the only way your application can communicate with the API, is always SSL encrypted. Microsoft does not record any part of the translated content. Microsoft only records the envelope information for billing and statistics, but nothing of the actual content or the value of the translation is stored on Microsoft servers. Of course, it's GDPR compliant. It is ISO, SOC, and HIPAA certified. A word on customization. Customization is based on the neural translation system. you can reach the customization portal at customtranslator.ai. It's a user interface that allows you to upload training material and build your own customized system. Of course, the system ships with generic models that gives you a good translation on average content. With Custom Translator, you build a thin layer of customization on that very large base system, which teaches the system how you prefer to translate words in their context. It's adapted by your training material, previously translated documents that you provide. The benefit is a higher quality translation for the specific content of your community or your enterprise or your scenario. If you are familiar with BlueScore, which is a common method to compare the automatic translation to a human reference translation, then you will get about 10 to 15 point increase out of it. Let's take an example here out of the, say, sailing terminology. Sailing has terms that are, or boating in general, or shipping, has terms that many times deviate from the general world usage. So here's an example in French that here is translated using the generic system, and these highlighted words here are not particularly sailing related. If you can get the gist. So how you would approach that system? You would upload parallel material here in French and in English that is relevant for the sailing terminology. You would train a system that is a layer on top of the generic system. Here you can see the combination of these two systems. That's what happens in training based on a test set that you provided. That test set then you can view and compare your reference translation to the automatically generated translations, and the system also gives you a score whether you made it actually better or worse. That can happen, but on average our customers achieve an improvement of 10 blue points on average. And then you deploy the system if you like it, and that means that it becomes part of the Microsoft Translator API, and you can invoke it using the category parameter in the API call. Here you can see the category ID parameter, and that then invokes your custom system that runs on top of the large base system. And here you can see the sailing relevant terminology has been applied. Practically, what you do, you go to https://customtranslator.ai. You log in with your Azure Active Directory account. Your company may already be a subscriber, otherwise you can use another Microsoft account. And you create a project. Here in this case, I already created two projects. A project is always specific to a domain and a language pair and direction. Right, so here I have two projects, one from English to Japanese, one from English to German, in two different categories. You upload some training material. In this case, I uploaded just two files. Those are intrinsically parallel files, TMX files, that are the export of a translation memory system, something that a translation department of an enterprise would already have readily available. You only need to specify the data if you like. That's given here as training material. You can also specify explicit testing and tuning material. The testing material is used to give you to calculate the score and deliver it to you. It's not used for any other purpose. And the tuning material is used for the system to optimize itself and set all the parameters appropriately. For testing and tuning, you should use material that is optimally representative of what you are going to translate in the future. For the training material, you have a lot more freedom to choose what you want to use to teach the appropriate terminology to your system. A few words on speech translation. Microsoft offers a speech translation service which processes audio in and delivers back to you the transcript in text, the transcript as a translation, and optionally the audio of that translation. It's optimized for conversations. It covers 11 languages for speech input and allows you to translate these 11 languages to all the more than 60 languages covered by Microsoft Translator. It's also an Azure service and it is paid by the second. How does it work? The system receives speech input, applies automatic speech recognition. Then it transforms that recognized text into something that makes more sense by applying a larger language model and removing some obvious disfluencies and other inaccuracy that are inherent to spoken language. Just right now I said inherent twice. The system would have removed that and made the recognition and the translation much more readable doing that. Here you can see the transforms that happen when when we apply TrueText to that system. We translate it, and then optionally you can also make the translation audible. Here the set of languages that are covered, or as I said, 11 languages for speech input. You can translate to 60 languages, and of those, 34 languages can be made audible. Oh, one more thing I wanted to mention here. You receive both the partial transcripts as the transcript and translation while I'm speaking before the utterance comes to an end. And then at the end of the utterance, you receive a final transcript and translation. You can ignore the partial transcripts if you process data offline and just want to create a transcript of a video, for instance. That you want to save, then you just look at the final transcripts. The partial transcripts are relevant for real-time communication where you want to show the transcript as the speaker is still speaking. All of it is customizable. You can use custom speech that you heard about in a different talk. It supports both the customization of the acoustic model or the language model. You can use custom translation as part of this, and you can use custom voice to speak in a particular language. Microsoft has a large investment in speech translation, has been doing this since 2014, initially as Skype Translator, and also implemented in the Microsoft Translator apps on mobile devices and on Windows. The use cases are, there are many, many use cases. You have one-way communication for personal translations, presentations, or for business intelligence, where you need to process some kind of speech input, or you enable the communication of two or more speakers with each other, or with the customer support agents, for instance. Microsoft offers a fully integrated speech translation solution here, allowing you any case of audio in and giving you multiple ways to process, to receive the output for multiple processing opportunities. It's really optimized for real-time conversations and translations, works offline just as well, but real-time is the primary use case the system has been designed for, which gives you the superset of all the scenarios. You invoke the translation of speech as part of the speech services SDK. The server side, the speech translation is implemented as a WebSocket protocol, which is really not that trivial to program by hand. That's why Microsoft gives you the speech services SDK, which gives you a much simpler interface and hides the WebSocket protocol handling issues from you. So you get much, much, much easier way to consume that that output. On docs.microsoft.com, under the speech services section, you find a example for both real-time speech translation as well as offline translation. I show you here the example of the offline translation system. You simply specify the source language and the one or multiple target languages, and you receive the output as the response from that API. There's a very nice example in for Windows WPF application and a JavaScript example for your web applications that you can find as part of the Cognitive Services Speech SDK. Call to action. What I'd like you to do is consider where automatic translation is applicable in your application or workflow. The system is here and ready for you to use, and it can make your users' life so much easier. I always say that translation is a feature, not a destination, so people shouldn't be forced to use to start some other application or system or web page in order to execute a translation where you they could do it as part of their regular workflow much easier and much more conveniently. Consider customization to improve the quality of the automatic translation for a specific domain or enterprise or customer base, certain terminology and style that you want to achieve in the translation. Thank you very much for listening.